Joining us by telephone, Tom Netterval, who's with Get Out and Dance, and you're involved in the Dancing with the Paws, which is April 13th. Tell us, how did this come together?
Well, we started putting this, talking about this last summer, and you know, I was looking for a really great organization to do a fundraiser for, and we came up with the Humane Society and started working with them. And we started this training six celebrities around town or business owners, and we started training them in November, and they each have to learn two routines. And they're all doing really great. Paul Belke's one of them from WIFC. We've got Emily Neubauer from Channel 9, Tammy Wickersham from Wickersham Jewelry. We have Lisa Sippel from Northwest Communications and Gail Betcher from People State Bank. And the other one is Keith Dupuy from Adrenaline Marketing. And those are the contestants. It's really exciting. We've been working really hard at this, and we've got the event coming up April 13th at the Patriot Center. Doors open at 5 o'clock. There is a silent auction at 5. There's a dinner at 6, and the show starts at probably around 7 o'clock. Tickets are available at a couple places. You can get them at here at Get Out and Dance, People State Bank, and, of course, the Humane Society.
And the whole concept is based pretty much on the Dancing with the Stars competition, but it's a nice local flavor.
Yeah, it is. It is definitely like that, except we only work about 1 hour a week, unlike the show where they're there, you know, 30 or 40 hours a week working on their routines.
What type of routines are they working on?
Well, you know, like Paul Belke, he's doing a hustle and a waltz. So either there's a jitterbug, there's a tango, there's a foxtrot, a mambo, swing. And, you know, so there's quite a variety of dances we're going to be doing. There's also going to be general dancing throughout the night. And there's going to be a show with some of the, me dancing with some of the competitive students at the studio. And some of them are some of the top dancers, amateur dancers, not only in Wisconsin, but in the Midwest. So it's going to be a great evening.
And the best part is you get to raise money for a good cause.
Right, for a great cause. And that's the main thing. The tickets are $75 for the dinner. $50 of that is tax deductible. And all the proceeds go to the Humane Society, which, you know, I toured that place a couple months ago, and they do a fantastic job. They got a great facility. You know, the primary issue is, of course, funding it and keeping it funded, keeping it staffed, because they do such a wonderful job finding homes for pets.
And they are having some financial difficulties, so this would be a very big help to them.
Right. So we thought that this would just be a great venue, and we're going to be doing this on a yearly basis, and we're really excited about it. And the contestants are working really hard. It's fun watching them.
And this is the first one, right?
Yes.
So let's get that date one more time. When's the event and what time?
It's April 13th at the Patriot Center. The doors open at 5 o'clock. There's a silent auction. There is a dinner. The show starts around 7 o'clock, and we have a couple of local judges. We've got Judy Peterson. We have Becky Bauer from Wausau Academy of Dance. And then we have, from the Judy Peterson studio, we have Crystal Dries.
Now, tell me if I'm wrong here, but as an outsider looking in, I've been told that there is a pretty good-sized talent pool for people that do a lot of dancing in central Wisconsin. What can you tell me there?
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of students here, and, you know, there's a pretty big ballroom dance community in this area. A lot of ballroom dancing events, not only at our studio, but locally, too. There's a couple of dance clubs in town that offer opportunities to go out dancing.
So if people like what they see and they'd like to take part or get involved or learn a little more to improve their own dance moves, there's plenty of people and plenty of studios to help them out.
Right. Dancing is a great thing because it's an intellectual sport. It takes you got to memorize some steps, and you got to learn how to be able to execute them effectively, and then the leading and following and all that stuff. So it's really great for the mind and for the body.
Anything you'd like to add today?
We're looking for people to support this and come out and have some fun with us April 13th.
Tom Netterval from Get Out and Dance with the Dancing with the Paws on April 13th. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.